So I met Judy Edmond, who lived around the corner on Waller Street.
Mm-hmm.
And she and Cecilia Shepherd and I, you know, hosted a meeting with San Francisco SAFE.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a kind of a little block group going.
Mm-hmm.
And so Judy moved on, and I wanted to do, there was this nonprofit that she was had begun to work for, and they wanted her to organize a coalition that was a larger part of the neighborhood. And so she just kind of left this block area, and I took up to holding that together. I thought it was really.
And this was in 93?
Yeah. Uh huh. So I started just calling people up every month, and then, you know, we'd still continue to meet every month.
But it was like just right down here? It wasn't.
It was Laguna Waller.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the Laguna Waller,
mm-hmm.
Safe Group or something like that. I don't mm-hmm. remember what we called it.
Mm-hmm.
And so. Just getting to know everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, was very helpful, made people feel a lot safer, and then people communicated with each other. It was so much better, and we actually improved things,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people started reporting things that they saw to the police department and put up a bunch of those light-sensitive lights and cleaned up the where the LGBT center is now was a car repair place and a used car lot, and it was all just filthy dirty. They worked on the cars on the sidewalks, and there was oil
mm-hmm.
completely covering all the sidewalks, and it was just strung, people dumped stuff on, you know, it was just garbage and filth up there. And it was also a pathway between Haight Street and the Tenderloin.
Hmm.
People used, they came down
mm-hmm.
Laguna and then took Waller Street to go, I guess, down Market.
Uh-huh.
And so all the drug dealers and all that was just their route.
So
know?
How did when?
So then as we had success with that,
mm-hmm.
then more people wanted to heard about it, and they wanted to become part of it too. And